Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And we're glad you could join us for an interesting article today about UKISS conquering the world music scene. Yes, UKISS, they are K-pop stars, and I wonder if you know any songs from UKISS. You probably do. I think Nathaniel does too. What's a song by UKISS, Nathaniel?
Oh yeah, I got this. They're the ones that go, sorry, sorry, sorry.
No, that's not UKISS. They have nobody but you.
No, Nathaniel, Carolyn. No, you're thinking of Super Junior and you're thinking of Wonder Girls.
Oh.
Those are different K-pop stars. I think we need to educate ourselves on UKISS today. Friends, let's get started with that first reading here, all about UKISS conquering the world music scene.
UKISS, conquering the world music scene. These K-pop stars have a global audience in mind. Amidst the many successful Korean boy bands, UKISS is rising to the top, at home and abroad. UKISS stands for Ubiquitous Korean International Idol Superstar, a fitting name for this world-famous group. They were created by NH Media and got their start in 2008. A little bit pop, dance, and R&B, UKISS's sound is modern and catchy. Their first single was Not Young, an unusual title for a group in their late teens and early 20s. But age wasn't a problem for the members of UKISS. In 2009, their single, Man Man Honey, spurred them on to success. They've been famous ever since.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Joanna. Do you listen to K-pop? If so, this month's profile is for you. It's all about UKISS, a popular Korean boy band. But before we learn more, let's hear the vocabulary for today. Conquer. Conquer is a verb. The evil men tried to conquer the world, but Batman stopped them. Amidst. Amidst is a preposition. Amidst all of the preparation for the wedding, I hardly had time to sleep. Spur on. Spur on is a phrasal verb. The thought of her parents watching spurred Tiffany on to win the race. Possess. Possess is a verb. Mike possesses many good qualities. You should definitely date him. Your more information words are ubiquitous. Ubiquitous is an adjective. R&B. R&B is a noun. Multilingual. Multilingual is an adjective. Now let's get started with the article.
We're talking about UKISS today, conquering the world music scene. Right away in our title, we see an important word from the word bank. It is the word conquer. What do you think of when you think of the word conquer, Carolyn?
Well, I think of winning something or overcoming a challenge. And actually, I think of going hiking on some difficult mountain like Mount Everest and being able to conquer the mountain.
Hey, that's a great way to use that word. You conquer that mountain. You conquer that challenge. You conquer that thing. Well, how else can you use that word conquer? It means win. How do you use that word, Nathaniel?
I think of two countries fighting together. And in a battle where no one wins, no country is conquered either.
No country is conquered when nobody wins. I think of the phrase, love conquers all. Yes, I know, it's very romantic, but it's true. We all hope it's true. Love will conquer over evil. Love conquers all. Well, we're talking about UKISS today, and they are conquering the world music scene. That means they have become very successful. We see amidst the many successful Korean boy bands, UKISS is rising to the top at home and abroad. That word's kind of strange there, but it's also a word bank word, amidst. This means in the middle of something. Carolyn, how do you use that word, amidst?
Well, I think of a beautiful field of flowers, and perhaps there is a deer amidst the flowers.
Ooh, a deer amidst the flowers. Excellent. Nathaniel, what's your sentence with amidst?
Amidst the countries I've been to, I think Malaysia was the most relaxing.
Ah, amidst these countries. Well, amidst all the fans, there was one screaming boy amidst different things. It's kind of like the word among, in the middle of. So amidst the many successful Korean boy bands, UKISS is rising to the top. Rising to the top. I kind of like that imagery. I think of oil and water, actually. When you mix it together, the oil always rises to the top. But what else can rise to the top, Nathaniel?
Sometimes we might say that the best students rise to the top of the class. Maybe they get the most notice. And sometimes the teachers take notice of them more than others.
Okay. How else can you use that phrase, something rises to the top?
Well, I think perhaps of someone overcoming a challenge. You can rise to the challenge or rise to the top when you overcome a difficulty.
I like that. That makes me think of the phrase, rise above it. Rise above the challenges and difficulties. Rise to the top. UKISS is rising to the top at home and abroad. Of course, when you're abroad, it means you're not at home. You're away somewhere. You might be overseas. Some people talk about studying abroad. They're studying away from home. Continuing on, UKISS stands for something very interesting. Carolyn, what does their name mean?
UKISS stands for Ubiquitous Korean International Idol Superstar. And that is quite a mouthful. I'm very glad that they shortened it just down to UKISS.
I am too. UKISS. But Nathaniel, tell us about that word ubiquitous.
Yes, ubiquitous is a very interesting word. We don't always use it a lot, but it means if something is ubiquitous, it is everywhere. Very popular, perhaps. You see it in all kinds of places.
I think of convenience stores here in Taipei. They are ubiquitous. They are everywhere. And ubiquitous, I guess this group, UKISS, wants everybody to know that they too want to be everywhere. They want to be known everywhere as superstars. This is a fitting name for this world famous group. What does that mean, Carolyn, to be fitting? What does that mean?
It is a fitting name. It means that it is an appropriate name, a good name that they should have because they are everywhere. They are ubiquitous.
That's right. So it is a fitting name. I think of clothes that fit just right. They are fitting. This is a fitting title for this group. We continue. They were created by NH Media and got their start in 2008. Now, NH Media, what is NH Media? Do you know anything about NH Media?
I sure don't know anything about NH Media, but it is a group that let this group called UKISS get its start.
Yeah, you know, I actually don't know much about NH Media either because when I went and looked them up on the web, I couldn't find any official website. There wasn't much talking about them, but this is the group that got UKISS together. A little bit pop, dance, and R&B, UKISS's sound is modern and catchy. You see those words, R&B. I know some of you like to listen to R&B music. What's an example of an R&B group? I think of R. Kelly. He is a singer that sings R&B.
I also kind of think of Beyonce as being an R&B pop singer.
All right. So those different R&B groups or singers. And actually, a lot of the R&B music that I know of is quite catchy. Nathaniel, tell us about that word catchy.
Catchy. If something is catchy, it's like it's easy to catch. If something's catchy, maybe a song, you hear it and like, oh yeah, I really like that sound, and it can easily get stuck in your head and you'll start singing it too.
That's right. Kind of like UKISS's first song, their single was Not Young. An unusual title for a group in their late teens and early 20s. Yes, that is quite young. But age wasn't a problem for the members of UKISS. In 2009, their single Man Man Honey spurred them on to success. We need to talk about these words to spur on. If you are spurred on, that means something is pushing you from behind. You're spurred on. And this group was spurred on to success. How else can you use these words?
Well, you could also spur someone on by encouraging them and spur them on to greater heights.
All right, spurring someone on to greater heights. Well, they came up with this song, Man Man Honey, which translates, am I that easy? All about a girl who is pretending to like a boy. He's not quite sure. Man Man Honey, am I that easy? Well, this spurred them on to success, and they've been famous ever since. Well, now let's go enjoy some time with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
So, everyone, what is a boy band? It's a professional group of handsome, stylish young male singers and dancers. Boy band members normally don't write their own music, nor do they play musical instruments on stage or on their recordings.
So all they have to do is know how to sing and dance?
That's right, and look good doing it. Boy bands have been around for a long time. The first boy band is said to have emerged in the 1950s, although they didn't use the term boy band back then. They were just called male vocal groups. The use of the word boy band came in the late 1980s.
Some boy bands may form naturally on their own, but most of them are created by talent managers who carefully control their image and their sound. Why are they formed? To make money.
You said it, Ken. The most successful boy bands in history are the Backstreet Boys, the Jackson 5, and New Kids on the Block. Combined, they have sold over 300 million records.
So how are American boy bands doing these days?
They aren't as popular as they once were, but in Southeast Asia, groups like Super Junior, Arashi, and UKISS seem to be picking up where the others left off.
六年级生应该会记得 New Kids on the Block 街头顽童合唱团，这是在 90年代初期的一个 boy band 男孩乐团。除了 New Kids on the Block， 还有 Backstreet Boys 跟早期的 Jackson 5，这些都是轰动一时的 boy bands。其实，在 1950年代就出现了许多男孩乐团，只是当时还没有 boy band 这个名词。boy band 是在 80年代才开始流行的称呼。 但是现在时代不同了，原本有许多 boy bands 的美国，现在已经被亚洲所取代。像今天课文介绍的 UKISS 就是一个很好的例子。这就是今天的 Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。Thank
you guys. We always learn a lot with Steve and Ken, and we also learn a lot with Michelle. I think she's waiting for us right now in the language lab. Let's go there now. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, 大家好，我是Michelle. 首先我们来看的是amidst 这个介系词。Amidst 是指在什么什么之中。例如, my missing mobile phone was finally found amidst piles of books. 我遗失的手机终于在成堆的书中被找到了。或者是, amidst many contestants, Renee stands out as the most talented. 在众多的参赛者中, Renee 很明显的是最有才华的。继续我们看的是 spur on 这个动词片语。spur on 是指鞭策或者是激励。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 r 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 the rise of the stock market spurred on the real estate market。
股市的上扬刺激房地产市场的景气，或者是 spurred on by the success of their previous album, the band will release another album next month. 受到上一张专辑成功的激励，这个乐团下个月会发行另外一张专辑。
We've been learning a little bit about UKISS today, a K-pop group that is rising to the top. They've been doing pretty well for themselves. Now they are world famous, and they're making quite a name for themselves. We've learned a little bit that they have been spurred on to success by certain songs that they sung. Now we're going to learn more about how they got started, an international start.Let's get started with that reading, the second part for today.
UKISS, conquering the world music scene. An international start. From the beginning, UKISS was created for an international audience. Although the seven members are all Korean,UKISS was a joint project between Korean and Japanese media groups. And the members have a skill most other K-pop bands don't possess. They're multilingual. Several of them have lived and studied overseas. Among them, they can speak Korean, English, Japanese, and Mandarin, thus winning them a wide audience in Asia.
Well, if UKISS wants to be ubiquitous, they had better be international too, another word that's in their name. This next section starts by saying, an international start. The first sentence says, from the beginning, UKISS was created for an international audience. Now, there's an interesting structure to this sentence. It starts with from the beginning, but if you look at the sentence, you could say it in a different order. You could say,From the beginning at the end, UKISS was created for an international audience from the beginning. But sometimes we can change this structure around and it's still okay. Carolyn, do you have another example like this?
Certainly. I have been interested in animals from the beginning. So since I first started learning about animals, I've always been interested.
Or Alice is a great teacher. From the beginning, she always wanted to be a teacher.Or, she always wanted to be a teacher from the beginning. You can make your own sentence using those words. Let's continue. Although the seven members are all Korean, UKISS was a joint project between Korea and Japanese media groups. All right, so they were a joint project. Nathaniel, what is a joint project?
I usually think of a joint as where two things meet, maybe like two bones. In this case, the Korean and Japanese media groups met, and they made this joint project, which was this band called UKISS.
All right, this was originally a joint project, and the members have a skill that most other K-pop bands don't possess. What is this skill that most other K-pop bands don't possess, Carolyn?
They are multilingual.
Yes.
And we see this word possess. So that means that they have something. And here, they have a skill that other bands don't always have.
All right. When I think of the word possess, I think of my possessions, what I have. P-O-S-S-E-S-S-I-O-N. Those are my possessions, the things that I own. So I possess those things.But as you can see in this article, you can use possess to talk about something abstract like a skill. How else can you use the word possess?
Well, I could say that UKISS surely has talent, definitely has talent. But do they possess much confidence? I think they must because they're already so popular.
I think so too. And so we see that the skill that they possess is that they are multilingual.We see those words M-U-L-T-I in this word, multilingual. This just means many. So among all of them, or between all of them, they can speak many languages. But you can use those letters M-U-L-T-I to prefix many words, right?
Absolutely, you could say something is multicolored, meaning it has many different colors. I like to wear multicolored shirts.
Interesting. Nathaniel, how do you use these letters?
Well, someone can also be multi-talented. Mm-hmm. They have several different abilities, and they can share them all with other people.
All right, multicolored, multi-talented. I think of people who can do lots of things at the same time, which I can't, but they are called multitaskers. They can multitask, do many things at the same time.
You're right. Being able to multitask is certainly a good skill to have. Now, I'd like to take a closer look at this sentence and see what Liz has for us in the grammar gym.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the grammar gym. My name is Liz. We've been talking about you kiss. And we read, the members have a skill most other K-pop bands don't possess. They're multilingual. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the two dots that come after the word possess. That is a colon sign. The colon sign is used for different reasons. In today's sentence, the writer puts a colon sign there to show that more information is about to be given. The members have a skill most other K-pop bands don't possess. What is the skill? They're multilingual. So when you're writing and you want to introduce extra information to further explain something, you can use the colon sign. Here are some examples. There is a reason why John doesn't want to go into the pool. He can't swim. Or, Trent and Ashley made the announcement yesterday. They're finally getting married. And that's it for today. Be sure to check out today's grammar tip section in your magazine. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym saying goodbye.
Thank you, Liz. Well, we know that You Kiss is multilingual. Continuing on, several of them have lived and studied overseas. Among them, they can speak Korean, English, Japanese, and Mandarin, thus winning them a wide audience in Asia. Well, it seems like they were created for this band. Right now, it's time for us to continue by learning something else with Michelle in the Language Lab.
好，继续我们来看这段课文中的 You Kiss was a joint project between Korean and Japanese media groups. 这里的 joint 这个形容词 ,joint 是指联合的或者是共同的。例如 the joint project of the two companies was a great success. 这两家公司共同合作的计划成就斐然。Joint 也可以当名字，意思是指关节或者是结合点。例如 the joint of his left knee got hurt when he went hiking. 他去爬山的时候左膝的关节受伤了。最后我们看的是 possess 这个动词。Possess 是指拥有或者是具有。例如 Annie possesses a keen sense of fashion. Annie 具有对时尚的敏锐度。他的名词是 possession。例如 The man was charged with illegal possession of weapons. 这位男子被控非法持有武器。And let's get back to the teachers.
We've been learning all about You Kiss today. And we found out something interesting here.A very special skill that they all possess is that they are multilingual. So that makes me wonder, if you are multilingual, how has knowing another language helped you? Nathaniel, how have you benefited from knowing another language?
Well, I think today in this world, there are so many different people and so many different languages that are coming together. So many different countries have a lot of different kinds of people in them. It's very important to know another language in order to communicate well with the people around you.
I think that's a great point. You need to be able to communicate well in today's world. Well, Carolyn, how has knowing another language helped you?
Well, after moving to Asia, it's really been nice being able to speak Chinese because I've made so many great friends here.
All right. Of course, you want to be able to make friends with the people of the country that you are in. I think knowing another language has helped me because I know when people are saying something good or something bad about me behind my back. There are many reasons to want to get to know another language, and we know that you are here at Studio Classroom every day because you want to improve your English. And you're doing a great job. Right now, it's time for us to say goodbye, but we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
Benjamin Rogers, did you tear this book?
No.
Joseph Harper, did you?
No. The master looked closely at the faces of all the boys. Then he turned to the girls.
Amy Lawrence?
No.
Gracie Miller?
No.
Susan Harper, did you do this?
No. The next girl was Becky Thatcher.
Rebecca Thatcher?
Tom looked at her face. It was white with terror.
Did you tear? No. Look at me. Did you tear this book?
Tom stood up and shouted,
I did it!
The school couldn't understand this madness. Tom was surprised himself. But when he went to the front of the class to take his punishment, the surprise, the thanks, even the love that shone on him out of poor Becky's eyes seemed enough to pay for 100 beatings. Tom was so pleased with his own splendid act that he received his beating, the most cruel that even Mr. Dobbins had ever given anyone, without a sound. He didn't even mind the added cruelty of an order to stay in the school for 2 hours after the other children had gone. He knew who would wait for him outside until the time was over. That night, he fell asleep with Becky's words still in his ears.
Oh, Tom, how could you be so fine?